You're listening to WCDB Albany 90.9 FM. My name's Ethan Allman. I'm the talk director, news director, and host of Alternative to Sleeping with Ethan Allman. And continuing a two-year tradition today with this year's Relay for Life interview, I've got a special guest, Mimi Ryans, on the show. How's it going, Mimi?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So you're the new publicity director for Relay for Life?
Yep, that's me. My main job is to make flyers and help my committee make flyers and make sure those flyers get put around all around campus and on the podium and all on the quads, just to get the word about Relay and all the different fundraisers and stuff we do leading up to the actual event.
Okay, so now the Relay is going to be on March 19th. When do you guys start planning for it?
We actually start planning that in August, believe
it
or
not.
Wow. We have like our first general Students of Albany Against Cancer meeting in August, where we have the people who are interested in joining the club come, and then we divide into committees like publicity, logistics, entertainment, and from there on we just meet with our committees and we each build into our own individual parts, and then we all come together.
Okay. Now, the group you said is Students of Albany Against Cancer, but you guys go by SAC?
SAAC.
SAAC, SAC. Does that turn away members?
No, actually, it actually helps. People find it kind of funny. That's what we
okay.
call it. we get a lot of jokes about it, obviously. And it's kind of just easy, like, oh, I'm in SAC. So people kind of know what you're talking about.
Do you think you guys would ever do an event just for testicular cancer?
We do fundraisers for it. We do table for it.
Specifically for SAC for testicles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's we do it along with breast cancer awareness.
Okay.
So we actually have t-shirts that say, I touch myself.
Okay.
And that kind of thing. So we definitely get the word out about different types of cancers.
Are those available at the event?
They should be, as far as I know.
Cool. So now I know what Relay for Life is. I've been before, but for people listening who don't know what it is, can you explain it for us?
It's a 15-hour event held at CEFQ. From 3 p.m. to 6 a.m., we celebrate, fight back, and remember people who've lost their battle with cancer, people who are fighting, and people who have succeeded in beating cancer.
Okay.
We raise money for American Cancer Society, and it's just a great way for the whole UAlbany community to come out and support.
Now, how many years has there been a Relay for Life at SUNY Albany?
I believe this is the fifth year.
Okay, wow.
Six,
so it's fairly new.
It's fairly new, but it's the largest student-run event on campus.
Wow.
Which is pretty awesome. I'm very proud of that, because you don't really get to say that often about a lot of events on campus.
Right. So now, when exactly is it? It's March 19th?
Yep, March 19th at 3 p.m. through 6 a.m. on the 20th.
Okay, so it's not technically 24 hours?
No, it's 15 hours.
Okay.
But it feels like 24 hours by the end of it.
So now, why did you get involved with Students Against Cancer? Have you been affected by cancer in your life?
I have not personally been, but I've had a lot of family members.
Okay.
When I was in eighth grade, my mom was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. She's totally fine now, thank God. But it was a very rough situation for me, and I've had uncles and aunts. And when I came to Albany, I wanted to get involved in something that meant a lot to me. And I saw a flyer for Students of Albany Against Cancer, and I just fit in, and I've met some of my best friends, my roommate I met there, so it's just been great, because I really feel like I'm making a difference.
Yeah.
So it's just a really, it just makes you feel really good about yourself, and everyone's been affected by cancer somehow.
Right.
Even if it's not you, it's someone in your family, or
exactly.
one of your friends, and so it's just something that touches everyone individually.
Now, I remember, I think the last 2 years, you guys had goals for raising money. Do you have a goal this year?
We do. Our goal is actually $100,000 this year.
Wow. Is that up from last year?
It's about the same from last year.
Okay.
I believe we made $88,000 last year.
Oh, wow.
So we were
pretty close.
I checked this morning actually at 10:26 a.m. before I came and saw you.
Okay.
And we had raised $32,963.
Wow. So now, is there money raised at the event, or is it all in advance of the event?
You can raise money at the event, because people can continue to donate to your team until August, I believe.
Okay.
So even though the event's over, you can still raise money. And it's really easy. There's a website, relayforlife.org/UAlbany. It takes about 30 seconds to register, if that. And you can link it to your Facebook page. You can email people from there. So you can get money all sorts of different ways.
Is there any kind of prize or t-shirt for whichever team raises the most money?
There are individual prizes for teams. I don't know the exact levels. But if you raise $50 by, I have a date right here, March 7th, you get a t-shirt for free, which is kind of awesome. It's a white UAlbany
t-shirt. I touch myself?
No, sadly. It just says Relay for Life on it. But again,
okay.
It's by March 7th. You need to raise $50 for that.
Cool. And now, is there going to be entertainment this year in between walking and stuff? I remember last year I saw there was like the sketchy characters and a couple others.
We're going to have, I believe we're going to have Earth Tones and Serendipity again this year.
Oh, cool.
We're also going to have other campus groups doing different things. We're also going to be having games like Simon Says and all those sorts of fun games
right.
to kind of just get you up and moving. We also are going to have a 4 a.m. dance party, which is my personal favorite Relay for Life event. You're just so tired, but they just start playing some music and you just get up and you just start dancing. At the end, we're
right.
all in front of the stage just rocking out. It's a really, really fun thing to see and do.
That's great. Now, have you gone to a Relay for Life before you were involved with SAC?
I did, actually. I went to one when I lived in Kansas. I went to one when I was in, I believe I was in sixth grade.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it was a 24-hour one. And I went, and I just remember having so much fun and thinking it was so awesome how I was staying up all night long and my mom didn't care. And, like, it was really, really cool.
That's great. Now, how does the UAlbany one compare to that one or other ones in the country?
Well, personally, I think the UAlbany one's a really, really unique event because it gets our campus together and you just see everyone there supporting.
Mm-hmm.
All relays are different. I can't really speak for the other ones in the country. We've received the Leader of Hope Award the past couple of years from American Cancer Society, just recognizing the UAlbany Relay for what we do, which is kind of awesome.
That's great. So now we can check it out. It's going to be at the CEFQ Arena on March 19th. Do you have to register in advance if you want to go?
You do need to register. You can register at the event, but
okay.
March 7th, very important day for Relay coming up.
Mm-hmm.
The registration fee jumps from $10 to $20.
Okay.
And you can register online, again, at relayforlife.org/UAlbany, but you don't have to pay online. You can pay at the event.
Okay.
So as long as you register by March 7th, you only have to pay $10.
Okay.
But if you register after March 7th, it goes up to $20.
Okay. Now, do you get paid for doing this, or does that all go right into the charity?
It goes right into the charity.
Cool. That's
yeah.
great. Well, definitely looking forward to it. It's relayforlife.org/UAlbany. And Relay for Life will be held at CEFQ Arena on March 19th, starting at 3 p.m. Help celebrate a world with more birthdays. To sign up, visit relayforlife.org/UAlbany. That was the plug I just recorded, so I can just cut that out of the interview. Is there anything else you want to tell us?
No, just thank you so much, WCB, for doing this interview. I really appreciate it.
Oh, of course.
I hope I see everyone there. Definitely come out and support. It's a great event. Student groups, you guys can all get involved, make a team. There's all sorts of competitions, and there's a point system for different groups and fraternities and sororities. And
mm-hmm.
It definitely gets intense. There's a banner contest. You know, so definitely just come out and just show your school pride.
Now, besides SUNY Albany students, are there other members of the community there? Are there people, non-students who've survived cancer or fighting?
Yeah,
be there?
We definitely have community members come out, which is great. We have faculty come out. We definitely see the Albany community come out. We do a survivorship ceremony, which honors survivors, obviously, and their caregivers, which is a really great ceremony because you just see them walk on the track together, and it's just really touching.
Right.
And then the other ceremony that I personally love is Luminaria, where we turn off all the lights in CEFQ, well, as many before it's a safety hazard.
Right.
And we have Luminaria bags, and you can decorate them, or we can decorate them for you. We put those lights in them, like the fake candles.
Okay, the LED lights?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we line the track with those, and we all walk around just in remembrance of those we've lost. And it's just, I tear up every year at it. Because
it sounds really nice.
It is. It's a really, really emotional ceremony. And so that's definitely one of my favorite things to see as well.
Great. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Relay for Life will be March 19th, starting at 3 p.m. It's going to go 15 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to stay all 15 hours?
You do not. You can leave and you can actually come back if you want.
Oh, okay.
You can go. You can come, with three, hang out, go, get some dinner, take a nap, and then come back at
4
a.m.
Will there be food there?
There will be food. Chartwell's, I believe, is catering.
Oh, okay.
Which we greatly appreciate, as always, because Chartwell's is a great thing for our campus to have.
Are there a lot of bathrooms at the event?
There are a fair amount of bathrooms.
Okay.
There's some upstairs and some downstairs. We've never had an issue with bathroom lines, so which is good. There's some bathrooms
yeah.
right off the track.
Now, so the whole point is that everyone's always doing a relay. Do you have to, walk in place if you do have to go to the bathroom?
No.
Okay.
No, it's okay. You can take a break and,
okay.
relieve yourself and then go back to the track and walk
okay.
around.
Now, are there any people who are just so dedicated that they just defecate in their pants or anything?
We've never actually had that issue as
okay,
far as I
good.
Know. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we won't have that happen to us this year.
That might be a selling point to get people to show
Maybe.
Up. I think that'd be pretty funny. I'd go to watch people crap their pants.
But well, Five Club will be there to help out if that does happen. So
plenty of baby wipes. So Mimi, thank you so much for coming in. We can check out Relay for Life, CEFQ Arena, March 19th, starting at 3 p.m. And we can go to relayforlife.org/UAlbany to sign up. And you said before March 7th, and you get the discount?
Yep, March 7th, you need to raise $50 to receive a T-shirt, and the registration fee jumps up to $20 from $10.
Okay, great. Well, it's a great cause, and happy to help out and support it.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Mimi.